This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. If you hear the phrase Greek culture, and the only thing that comes to mind is that extra thick and rich yogurt so popular with Americans these days, then you're in dire need of a refresher course. Marietta, Georgia is celebrating the Hellenic Republic this weekend with the city's annual Greek Festival. It's one of the budget-friendly events around Metro Atlanta this week, previewed now by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Shane Harrison. Welcome, Shane, and Yasu.
Oh, why thank you.
I had to look it up. It's an informal hello in Greek.
Well, hello.
Hello to you.
Yeah, Greek culture is great. And what everybody knows about it mostly is the food. You mentioned the yogurt, but then there's so many other great things. Spanakopita, moussaka, baklava.
The little, what do you call the things?
Dolmades.
The
grape leaves.
Yes, love that stuff.
Yeah, and you can get them all at the Marietta Greek Festival this weekend. It's happening at Holy Transfiguration Greek Orthodox Church up there in Marietta. And it's going to be going Friday through Sunday. And of course, along with all the great food, there's going to be lots of other things going on. This church in particular, they have a dance troupe that has been award-winning, so you really don't want to miss that. That's one of the highlights of the Marietta Greek Festival. You can also tour the church. They'll have lectures and tours to take you through the church there, which is very beautiful. So it's really a fun celebration of Greek culture. And the Marietta Greek Festival is happening Friday through Sunday at the Holy Transfiguration Greek Orthodox Church in Marietta. And the admission price is $4, and you get lots of things for that. You can, you know, lots of activities going on. Plus, it's a little extra for the food, but I'm sure it'll be worth it.
Have any suggestions on how we could work some of that off?
Yes, you could go to Atlanta Streets Alive, and that's happening on Sunday. This is a great event. They're basically closing off Peachtree Street to cars. So any human-powered mode of transportation is welcome.
Human-powered. You're very specific in
that. That's right. I mean, that would include walking, skateboards, roller skates, bikes, and any other contraption you can think of that you can power yourself is welcome. But yeah, this is a great event. It's a great way to get outdoors and enjoy spring and to get a little exercise, of course. And what it really is a way to sort of take back the streets from, you know, all the cars that we have. It really is a great way to get to know your city. And this is Peachtree Street they're going to close off, basically between downtown and midtown. So there's a lot of street to see. And they'll have some entertainment as well. There'll be activities going on. But it really sounds like a lot of fun and a great way to spend a Sunday. Atlanta Streets Alive is taking place on Sunday from 2 to 6 p.m. From downtown to midtown, and that's being sponsored by the Atlanta Bicycle Coalition.
Shane, Frets on Fire is a hardworking indie blues R&B band serious about their craft. These guys are widely respected regulars on the Atlanta area live music scene and are two-time winners of the Atlanta Blues Challenge. But Shane, looking at their publicity shots, I have to ask, have any of them started shaving yet? It's quite a young group. I mean, really young.
Yeah, well, there are lots of those around. That's the great thing about this town. We have a lot of really young musicians who are gaining quite a bit of notice. And I'm assuming that they're going to be at the Oak Groove Festival.
They are. If you wondered where I was taking you.
Yeah, the Oak Groove Festival is happening this weekend. It actually was originally supposed to happen several weeks ago. You might recall, I believe it might have been May 5th. It was a day of constant rain.
Oh, we needed it, but
yes,
it all came in one day.
It really did, and it washed out a lot of people's fun for the weekend. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that got washed out was the Oak Groove Festival. And so they have now moved it. It's going to be on May 19th. That's this Sunday. And this is a brand new festival. So it was kind of sad to see them have to put it off that way, but at least they're going to do it again. This is the Oak Grove neighborhood in Decatur. So this is a really good chance to get to know Oak Grove if you haven't been there before. And they'll have lots of entertainment. And lots of fun things to do. It's a great family outing. And that's happening on Sunday in the Oak Grove neighborhood.
Shane, thanks for giving us your budget-friendly entertainment picks for the week. We look forward to what you have in store for us next Thursday.
Well, I'll look forward to seeing you as well.
For more information about anything Shane and I have discussed over the past few minutes, join us online at wabe.org/citycafe.